Luke chapter 5, very familiar scripture. Going to look at it a little bit differently tonight. It's amazing to me how God can do things. And we've read his word, and I can't tell you how many times I've preached from this passage of scripture and just kind of a different spin on some things. I want to preach a little while on a strange meeting. A strange meeting. Luke chapter 5, we're going to start reading in verse 17. When you get there, say amen. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he, see Jesus, saw their faith, he saith unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, why, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. But that thou may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately, praise the Lord. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed into his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, God, for the songs. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you'd have your hand on us, God. I pray, God, you would move in this service. God, help us right now, God, tonight. Lord, Mike's already said something about remembering, God. And Lord, I believe that's going right along with the message, God. Help us tonight, God, to get our minds focused on you, Lord. And whatever's done, move us out of the way. Let all the praise, all the glory fall on Jesus tonight. And we'll love you and we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. How many of us tonight would really like to go back and get into some of them services where people today would think it was strange? When I think back on my Christian walk, I can honestly say I have been in some services that most people would consider strange. I can honestly say that I have seen things that a lot of Christians today would probably, well, David, you know what I'm talking about. They'd look at it and say, I wonder if that's even real. I wonder if that's even true. I'm talking about strange services where you get in and people shout and running all over the building. People jumping pews and praising God and glorifying. I'd like to get back into some of that stuff. Amen. Well, why aren't we seeing that today? We sure can't blame the world. We sure can't blame God because he's the same God he's always been. Amen. Amen. So we need to get ourselves back into that frame of mind. Amen. Of worshiping and honoring and glorifying God. I wonder what kind of strange things Mike used to see when Mike was a little boy and his granddaddy, and they would walk around singing that song in church. What kind of strange things did Mike witness as a little boy? I remember going to church, standing up in the pew, watching. And I was raised in a missionary Baptist church. It was not a very emotional church. I mean, people would cry. They would raise their hand every once in a while. They would say amen, but you didn't, very seldom did you ever see anybody really shout. But there was one lady that sat on the other side of the church, David. I mean, every once in a while, God would get a hold of her, and she'd let out one of them war hoops, son. She'd jump up. She'd go to shouting and carrying on, and I'm standing in the pew, looking back, saying, Daddy, what's wrong with her? But when I got in church, I realized, hey, she was the only one acting normal. Come on. The rest of us really needed to step it up. Amen? The Bible says right here, that last verse said, we have seen some strange things today. And I'd like to get back into those kind of meetings. But if we're going to get back into those kind of meetings, folks, we've got to do something about it. Amen. It's our job to get back into it. Amen? I want you to notice just a few things tonight. The preaching was a little bit strange that night. The Bible says in Mark chapter 2, and it's reading about the same passage, about the same incident, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. We have gotten to the point where people think preaching is strange anymore. Amen. We've gotten to the point where people, when hardcore Bible preaching is strange. Everybody wants to be patted on the back. Everybody wants to have their ears tickled. Everybody wants to be told how good they're doing. Let me go ahead and tell you something. If you study this Bible, Jesus very rarely told people how good they were doing. If he did, it was on the outskirts of town. It was on the out. When he was preaching, he was letting them hold it. Amen. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says it was noise that he was in the house. And understand, what amazes me, number one, who was preaching? It was Jesus. Glory to God. The Word of God was preaching the Word of God. That ought to do something to you right there, amen. The Word of God was preaching the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost of God was moving through the building. Why don't we come to God's house expecting God to do stuff like that anymore? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even and dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Sports Illustrated won't do that to you. I'm telling you right now, Vogue magazine won't do that to you, but the word of God will do that to you. And when the preacher is standing up preaching the word of God, it ought to pierce our hearts. It ought to get into our minds and get into our thoughts. And make us wonder about what's going on in our lives, and make us wonder, hey, I need to straighten up in this area. I need to do better in that area. Amen. Amen. That's what the Word of God does. But you know what's amazing to me? And I'll probably get into this a little bit more. The Bible says that the religious crowd was just sitting by. That's us, y'all. That's us. They were just sitting by. The Word of God was being preached. And they were just sitting by. The Word of God, Jesus would always get personal. The Word of God will get personal with you. Amen? The Word of God, I like the Word of God because it gets pointed with you. It goes straight to where you need it to go. You ever come to church and you've been dealing with something and you've been dealing with it for a few days, and the preacher or the Sunday school teacher get up, or maybe somebody got up and starts singing, and the Holy Spirit gets to moving and it goes straight to your problem?
Amen.
That ain't by accident. The Word of God is also prophetic. It knows your past, it knows your present, and it knows your future. The preaching was strange on this night, amen. Oswald J. Smith said this, the world does not need sermons, it needs a message. You can go to seminary and learn how to preach sermons, but you'll have to go to God to get the message, amen.
Amen.
A preacher buddy, he told me one time, he said, anybody that studies the Bible, anybody that's been in church for a little while, and these guys that have spoke, they'll know what I'm talking about. He said, anybody that's been in church for a little while, they can open up the Bible, and they can expound on certain subjects. But if you want to know about preaching, preaching is being in the right place in the Bible to bring the message.
Amen.
That's what God does. The power that was there was strange. Not only the preaching, but the power was strange. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 says this, and it came to pass on a certain day, he was teaching, that Pharisees and the doctors of the law were sitting by, and they came out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of God was present to heal them, and they sat by. The power of God was present to heal, and they sat by. How many times have we got in services in this church, and the power of God just showed up, and people on the altar, people praying on the altar, people coming down and being anointed, and you know God is moving, and somebody just sat in the pew? Hopefully everybody tonight, everything's good with everybody. Hopefully God's got all of our problems took care of tonight. But I'm telling you right now, when we come back Sunday, somebody's going to need something. And how foolish is it, Kevin, to come to God's house, drive all the way to God's house, come in and sit down, and the power of God start moving, and you just sit there and don't get what you need. That's like somebody going to McDonald's or Wendy's and they're hungry, and you're standing there staring at the menu. Well, it sure looks good, but I ain't going to order nothing. My. You better hush. Jamie said, yeah, and somebody else done paid for it. I make me climb this here pulpit. Amen. Glory to God, it's been paid for. Yeah. The power's there. What amazes me is that they were just sitting by. That was a strange church service. And I was studying this. Think about some of the strange church services we've had. I thought about it as Mike was singing. There's a young man running around Lancaster named Brett Lloyd. That 25 years ago, we didn't even know about. Brother Robert and Sister Angie lost a little girl. And I'll never forget, we got one of them strange services up there in that other building. Preacher Chris Rumfelt preaching, and people running all over the church. Preacher Chris Rumfelt actually got on top of the pulpit. Come off of that pulpit, Sister Angie and Juan was over in the corner. And I'm telling you right now, by the time Preacher Chris come back the next year, Brett was born. Amen. That's miraculous power. Amen? That's what my God can do. I look back and see Ashley sitting in this building. You want to know about power? That sets proof of my God's power. I see Sister Linda sitting here tonight. Hey, that is proof of my God's miraculous power. I'm telling you right now, folks, hey, that's the kind of strange services we need to get in more of. Amen? Yeah. Ephesians chapter 1 says this. Now listen, I'm going to slow down. I want you to listen to this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. Jamie said it a while ago. It's already been paid for. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. The Bible says we got an advocate with the Father. I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know what you're going through tonight. But the Bible says God brought him up from the dead. Glory to God. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Whatever your need is, this could be a strange service tonight. This could be one of them services tonight. When we leave here saying, that's a strange service. Somebody got healed. Somebody got saved. Somebody got what they needed tonight. That's the kind of power I'm talking about. The personal work was strange. Bible says in chapter 5, Luke chapter 5, verse 18 and 19, and behold, men brought in a man that was just taken in a palsy, and they sought by some means to bring him in and lay him before him. And when they could not find by what they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. When's the last time y'all went to church and somebody tore the roof off? When's the last time you went to church and somebody tore the roof off and you didn't have a business meeting wanting to know who was going to pay for it? See, that's how most churches operate.
That's right.
I mean, have one of them great services where something in the church, you know, if somebody's shouting and somebody knocks over this flower vase and we have to buy another flower vase, guess what? We ain't holding no business meeting to find out who's going to pay for it. Amen. But it was a difficult work. Number one, think about this. You got four men that got in the same mind and in one accord, said, we're going to go get our friend and we're going to take him to Jesus. They didn't ask him. They went and got him.
Yeah. Amen.
They didn't call him on the phone and say, listen, we come. They went and got him. The Bible said, Jesus said, because of their faith, that man got what he was supposed to. Stop thinking about it. We talk about everybody carrying their corner. We talk about everybody carrying their part of it. How many of y'all ever tried to carry dead weight like that? That was a hard job. Not only would they have to carry the man to where Jesus was, then they get there, they can't get in the door, David. They got to carry him up to the roof. And now they got to carry, now they got to tear the roof off and lower him down. It was a hard job. That's why a lot of stuff at church don't get done. Because it's a hard job. And it's hard to find somebody that wants to do a hard job.
Amen.
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 It was difficult work. Y'all do realize being a Christian, sometimes God requires us to work. God requires us to do some stuff. Amen. I've been texting back and forth with Brother Taylor, you know, we got Fall Festival coming up. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's hard to find people to participate. Preach on, preacher.
Come on.
Because it's difficult. It requires effort. Amen. It requires effort to win the lost. That's what they were doing. It was a difficult work. It was probably dangerous work. I wonder how many people were standing there and James said, hey, you better be careful. You might fall off of that roof. You don't need to be carrying that man up that roof. What's wrong with y'all? Don't do that. What you going to do if you drop him? My God, he's paralyzed already. He can't get no worse. Well, I don't want to offend nobody. They lost and going to hell already. What you weren't worried about offending them for?
Amen.
It might be dangerous work. You might get spit on. You might have a door slammed in your face like Brother David talks about in Sunday school. Hey, and we are starting our visitation program back over, amen. But it might be difficult work. It might be dangerous work. But that's what God called us to do, amen. If you want to see some strange services, we're going to have to do some strange things, amen. It was also, you got to think about it, that the pardon was strange. When's the last time you've seen somebody else's faith get somebody saved? Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you've seen your faith get somebody saved? When's the last time you invited somebody to church? Hello. I mean, we go to Walmart all the time. And you know, my thing in Walmart anymore is, this is my thing in Walmart. Everybody come, preacher, will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? I got this going on. They know I'm a preacher. And yeah, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for them in Walmart. If I ain't got a problem with that. We need to be inviting them to church. You don't ever know. The ones you invite to church and they come in and get saved, guess what? Your faith helped get them saved. Amen. But the healing was strange. Mark chapter 2 says this, verse 8. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Let me just stop right there. I'm going to start. Jamie, don't let me forget. I'm starting back in verse 10. Jesus forgave the man of his sins. If them people would have shut their mouth, David, and had not said nothing, had not reasoned in their minds, hey, Jesus could have stopped right there, and everything would have been great. This man would have been in heaven. His name would have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and everything would have been good. But ain't that just like the devil to start aggravating Jesus? Hey, well, I tell you right now, who can forgive sin? Only God. Jesus said, but not only am I, so you'll know who I am. So you all have no doubt in your mind who I am. I'm not only going to forgive your sins, I'm getting ready to tell you to get up out of that bed.
Amen.
Verse 10. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go into thine own house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen it on this fashion. I've seen God do some miraculous things. Amen. I'm telling you, I've seen God do some things. I'll never forget we was having camp meeting here. Preacher Billy Fields and Preacher Chris Rumfelt. I think Preacher Billy was standing about this area holding the microphone. Preacher Chris was over there, if I'm not mistaken, playing the guitar, and lightning struck right there. Blowed out most of the sound system, blowed out the piano. The only two microphones that was working in the building was the two they were singing with. And I'm talking about God showed up, amen. I've seen God do things in service, and I've seen God heal people in service. Preacher, you serious? I'm serious. David, you ever seen God heal somebody in church? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen God do. I went to a service one time. We were putting our Easter plate down in around the Pamplico area when I was at White Savannah. We go to this hole in this church. Y'all hear what I said? We went to a hole in this church. We scared them people. I know it's a little bit funny. And I'm looking back at Sharon. She was raised in a Pentecostal church or Church of God. But I was fully expecting when we got there for the roof to come off the building. And I'm just telling you, folks, we scared them people. There was one old man, Jamie, one old man came in with a walking cane. He came in with a walking cane, and when that play got good and everybody started spreading out and people started shouting and worshiping God, that old man threw up both hands, threw down the walking cane, and had himself a fit right there in the church. And he walked out of the church without that walking cane. Amen. That's what my God can do. I'm telling you right now, the only reason God ain't moving like this is because we won't let him. This man, he came in a sinner and left a saved man, glory to God. This man, he came in on a bed and left out carrying the bed. This man came in sick and left out shouting, amen. This man came in being carried and he left out carrying something. That brings me to my last point. God wants us to work. Amen. This man was saved, he was healed, and he carried something away. God's got a job for us. Grant, God's got a job for you. I don't know what it is. You might not even know what it is now. But you stay faithful. He'll show you. Amen. Larry, God's got a job. Jamie, God's got a job for you. Robert, God's got a job for you. Kevin, God's got a job for you. He's got a job for all of us.
Amen.
And our job is to work to see more strange services. Amen. What kind of service can we have this coming Sunday morning if we all get out and put forth the effort that I've been preaching about tonight? What can God do? I want you to bow your head.